USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iran has said it will resume multilateral talks on November 29th in Austria's capital, Vienna. Six rounds of talks with China, Russia, Germany, France, and the United Kingdom. The United States will be participating indirectly. The World Health Organization on Wednesday approved the Indian drug maker Bharat BioNTech's Covaxin COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The approval should help with global coronavirus vaccine supplies, particularly in low-income countries. Philadelphia's Public Health Department said certain providers will begin administering COVID-19 vaccines to children ages 5 to 11 immediately. The CDC recommended the two-dose Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on Tuesday. Democrat incumbent Philip Murphy was re-elected governor of New Jersey by a slim margin, overcoming an early deficit by GOP challenger Jack Cittarelli. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The Defund the Police movement started in Minnesota after the George Floyd homicide. The concept was rejected by Minneapolis voters on Tuesday.
Minneapolis voters on Tuesday rejected a proposal to replace the city's police department with a new Department of Public Safety. Supporters of the proposal hoped it would bring radical change to policing in the city where George Floyd's death was in 2020. The National Vice President of the Fraternal Order of Police, Joe Grimaldi, reacts Wednesday while appearing on Fox News.
Well, I think what you saw really was a rebuke here of the public from the defund and dismantle the police department narrative that we've been seeing for quite some time here. And I mean, this is amidst a historic crime surge in Minneapolis. Murders are up 65% over the last 2 years there, and I think the public was just fed up with the radical agenda.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
After some of the American people on Tuesday sent a message to the D.C. establishment via the ballot box, Democrats want to continue and push the partisan social spending package. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News says this is the definition of insanity.
This is the definition of insanity, with almost every Democrat in Congress doubling down today, saying they need to go even bigger and bolder and faster to pass their reckless tax and spending bills. But I can tell you that's not what the body language said. Those Democrats in Congress look like the voters walked over their grave last night, because the voters in New Jersey and in Virginia, and for that matter in places like San Antonio and Long Island and Minneapolis and Seattle, all repudiated the Democrats' radical agenda. They know that this multi-trillion dollar spending bill is just going to make the prices they pay at the gas pump or the grocery store go up, that it's riddled with billions of dollars of ridiculous equity programs that are counting and dividing by race, things like tree equity, whatever that means, and that it's going to encourage local school districts to continue to push critical race theory, now down to pre-K if the federal government gets its hands on pre-kindergarten education. That's why the Democrats got repudiated last night, but they have no answer in Congress today.
NASA is reporting astronauts aboard the International Space Station had the pleasure of dining on space tacos last weekend, topped with green chilies that were actually grown in space. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.